Shalom, so today's daily lesson hara from the beautiful Sefer Netzor Lishoncha, which by the way was a total miracle story because I was looking for a Chafetz Chaim Sefer to buy one, and that day somebody gave me for free a Chafetz Chaim Sefer, so I view it as very divine in any case. So the Sefer goes on to talk about the 31 mitzvahs which a person might be transgressing every time a person speaks Lashon Hara. Now, to be honest, some of them are a little bit more of a stretch, but then there are definitely times when the mitzvah is for sure being violated by doing the sin of Lashon Hara, and one of those is the sin of Lifnei Iver, which means you should not put a stumbling block before the blind, which means, according to the rabbis, you're not allowed to help your friend sin. And you sin by having him sin. And Lashon Hara is is an obvious example of that, because when you speak Lashon Hara and your friend accepts that, then he sins, or she sins. So now you have another sin because you made him sin. You could argue that they're making you sin. It's an ongoing sin machine, ping-ponging back and forth within each other. So we definitely want to avoid that. So that's another good reason not to do Lashon Hara, to not get your friend sinning. He puts another example out there, which I just found is really hashkacha pratisful, and that's it's a chil Hashem, that when you hear people speaking Lashon Hara, it really desecrates that this is what a holy person speaks about. I have to say, personally, when I hear on like a TV show a person with a religious kippah, on let's say an Israeli politics show, speaking negatively, badly about other Jews, even if there is a heter, let's say they're talking about a political leader who everyone knows, you know, this or that, but when they speak negatively about them, I just feel like, ick. Like, that's not how a religious Jew should speak, you know. You should try to look at the positive. And to me, it's a little bit of a chil Hashem. So, again, especially when we're in public, we should be very aware to speak positively about others. Sometimes people want to be funny in public and they make jokes, but it's a bit dangerous. So, here we go. Two more motivations not to speak Lashon Hara. We don't want to do Lifnei Iver. We don't want to do Achil Hashem, we want to Makad Hashem Shemaim. And just as I was reading this, I'm actually walking down Yafo Street, reading the Sefer, and thinking how I really like this, because I think people will look at me and see me learning Torah. Hopefully I won't bump into them. And I think it'll inspire them to maybe want to learn a little extra Torah. So I was thinking about the end of being Makad Hashem Shemaim, and I think here we are talking about Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. Maybe Hashem is giving us a little hug. So that's today's little inspiration, and have a beautiful day.